Hey guys, Tim here, and I'm going to tell you how you can get all of my training programs for free. That's right, it's part of our new 12-month coaching program called Springboard, and it's designed to help gym owners who are stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month grow to $30,000 in stable recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym and to see which one of my training programs you get for free, visit gymownercoach.com. That's right, gymownercoach.com for more information. Now let's get into the show.
Listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, back in the studio after a short hiatus into the mountains, joined by Randy Engston. What's up, buddy?
How are we doing?
Good. We're back. We took up some snowboarding.
We did. Yeah, we're semi-professional professionals again.
Yeah, I have some sponsorships, AARP and Icy Hot and Ace Bandage.
Depends stepped up.
Yeah, it's been so long since we've been snowboarding, but you know what? It's a blast. Picked it back up, no issues. And that ski resort's only like 30 minutes or whatever from the house. So
We definitely got our money's worth, put it that way.
Yes, which is great. Got a great episode for you guys today. We're going back to the basics. And why are we doing that? Well, one, it's a new year, right? But two, it's like I feel like we've gotten so far away from some of the basics that we kind of need to remind folks of the frameworks and the systems that every single gym needs to be successful. Without these systems, you don't have an operational gym that you can step away from, right, as the owner, because that's probably, if we were going to put all the goals of gym owners in one bucket, probably the number one is most gym owners want to be able to remove themselves from the operations. Yeah. Obviously, on top of that, more money, more time, all those things. But without the systems, you can't have any of those things, right?
Unless, you nailed it.
Unless you're the one doing the job, right? And that's the ticket, right? We're trying to create businesses, not jobs for our owners, right? Again, kind of remind everybody, ProFit, we help gym owners win is our tagline. And it really is that. We want to help the gym owner have a business that serves the owner, the one that took the risk, the one that opened up the doors, the one that signed his name or her name on the line. And so in order to do that, we've got to have systems. And so we've broken down our coaching program into four main systems. And we teach on each one of these topics and they go deep, you know, you can go as deep into the rabbit hole on each one of these things as you want. But like without these, you don't have an operator, you don't have a system, right? You don't have a gym.
Yeah. And that's what it comes down to is being able to, though I always speak about systems because to me it removes variables, right? Like it's the foundation, it's the fallback. Like this is what happens on a daily basis. It's, you can replicate that level of success. You could take people in and out of the business and plug them into the system and see a similar level and outcome each and every time. And that's the goal of a system.
Yeah. And we've put this into, you know, it's a diagram, right? We've put it, there are four circles and maybe, you know, somewhere we can cut this into the YouTube, right? Sure. We'll show the image of the four circles. We're going to talk about the four systems and when they overlap, you get these outcomes, right? Mm-hmm. And so at the top of the chart here is the attraction system. Attractions system is essentially marketing, you know, and it's always been our belief that you cannot anymore rely on one single thing bringing in leads. And when we mean attraction, we're talking everything from free content to, you know, paid traffic to, you know, any type of marketing that you would do, even referral systems or JV partnerships. We call them poles in the water.
Yeah, there you go.
And, you know, the best picture of way you can describe this is a deep sea fishing, you know, boat that's trolling, right? And you've got five lines out. They're all at different depths and they have different baits and one's skipping on top of the water, one's deep down and they're catching fish, right? You're different types of fish. And that's the way you have to look at your marketing. You have to say, hey, you know what? I'm going to try this hook on this medium, which is your bait. And maybe you catch a couple fish or clients, right? At that level, but maybe we're going to deep dive down here. We're going to go for the long game. and we're going to do some content, and we're going to do some automation and some email marketing and for these types of clients, right? And we teach this in our coaching program, that you've got to have all these different things going on. Yeah. Because I think, I mean, I don't know, it's probably been since 2016 that you could really count on Facebook anymore as all of your, you know, lead generation. You know, craziest thing enough, we're right here at the end of January. We've been running hard in Facebook. We ran hard in Google. And, you know, of all the leads that we've gotten from Facebook this month, only one of them has resulted in a sale.
Well, that's crazy.
And not to mention, January, we've had 27 sales this month. And one of them is from Facebook. And we didn't change any of our ad spend.
It's so wild.
So where are all these other leads coming from? Well, it's all the other sources that we got poles in the water on, at Google Ads spend, or Google Ads, and, you know, SEO and email marketing and gift card plays, the gift and all card, this stuff's coming back. So that's attraction. Okay, period. We got to get people attracted to your business, raising their hand virtually or in person to show up and, you know, and do consultations. The next system is your conversion system, which is sales. If you don't have a system for your sales, you can't duplicate, change things. You don't know if it's working or not working.
It's a wild west that way. And then to what I was saying, that relies solely on the one individual's ability to sell. And if they're not great at that seat,
right,
there's nothing to fall back on, right? You can't duplicate that person. If they're great at what they're doing, you try to get somebody else in that seat, they can't do it, or vice versa. Maybe they're just not really good at that, but they don't have something to work off of, so.
Yeah, and in our model, we have the fitness director role do the sales. However, what happens when the fitness director isn't available? Maybe they're sick, out of town, on vacation, whatever it is. We teach our gyms to level our coaches up, not necessarily come down to do the role as the owner of the role of the fitness director. I mean, that's again, trying to remove the owner from the operation. So we always want to have duplication across roles. Sales, you need to have a couple coaches that can fill in, even short term or hopefully long term, right? For if the fitness director's out. So now in the diagram, the two circles overlap, and in the middle you have the word money. Okay. When you can attract and convert prospects into clients,
what's the outcome?
Yeah. The outcome is more money. And obviously, you know, all gym want that, right? Like, hey, I want more money, right? So that's the imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, well, there's probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're sleeping.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
Okay, now we're going from attraction conversion. Now we're down in delivery. So at the bottom of the screen, you've got to see a circle that says delivery. What is delivery? Really, what we look at delivery is everything from the customer experience to your training protocol to your staffing plan to your pay structure, your
frequency of pay, of membership collection.
Yep. All of the different levels of payment programs and all the things that you do, the service delivery side of it. And again, that's a lot of it. When we coach into this, it's staffing. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, how do we build our team up to be able to perform the tasks at hand, performance evaluation programs, and all the things that we do. Now, that's the biggest piece of our coaching program, I would say. Yes, we talk marketing, absolutely talk sales, but delivery, you can't do delivery in a week. This is like a 2 to 4 week part of the coaching program, mm-hmm. is delivery. And oftentimes, and this is a chapter in the book that I'm writing, is delivery's overlooked.
Yeah.
Delivery's overlooked on a lot of levels. And in, you know, Zach's got a pretty good, you know, he's had a couple of podcasts on this with us about how gym owners kind of do one or two things. They just outsource the programming and the coaching program to one of the coaches and say like, or all the coaches and mm-hmm. say, hey, you know, it's up to you to kind of create the programs for these clients. I'm going to worry about selling them. You got to deliver on it. And then the other side of it is the gym like holds that programming so tight and they can't scale that side of it either. So both of them are wrong.
Yeah. They're like the extremes.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
And we systematize our delivery. We use Semi-Private Pro as our programming software. Every coach uses it. Our clients understand it. It's up on screens. Like that is essentially a systematized delivery system.
Absolutely.
Designed on purpose, right? Yeah. Like the very intentional in the way we've approach this. And so you can switch and swap. You could lose a coach. You can replace a coach, switch schedules, backfill people. It's not going to affect the delivery.
And that's the thing is we talk all the time, like the brand has to own the client experience. Mm-hmm. And that to me, as you've laid out, like the delivery is, that's what the clients are feeling the most, right? The sale takes place one time. Typically, you know, there's a couple, obviously, things that carry over. The marketing got them interested in the beginning, but every time they show up, delivery is what they're experiencing. Mm-hmm. And if it's not owned by the brand, if it's not something that's intentional, and you can't look at your business and say, okay, this is what we do, this is how we do it, this is who we serve, this is, you know, how we serve them, all of that stuff, that's your delivery. And to your point, it's the biggest component of any of those systems of business, because that's the one that every single time they show up, from the second they walk in your four walls and before, the delivery is what they're going to walk away really experiencing and feeling. And to systemize that is that, I think that might be the greatest contributor to the success of a facility.
I'd agree. It's often the one that's overlooked,
yeah.
Which is really
interesting. We take it for granted,
yeah,
I think.
Take it for granted. There's so many reasons that a gym owner might just say, you know, overlook the delivery systems. One, it's easy for them.
Sure.
Right. They don't put the value in, oh my gosh, of course I can go work. I mean, I'm going to go put a program together like that. But if you're not, you know, explaining that to the team and the team's not delivering the same exact experience across every client, every hour, every shift, every day, you've got a mess on your hands.
Oh, yeah.
You don't even know it yet.
And there's a lot of facility. I mean, heck, we've worked with a ton of facilities and even more that we haven't even worked with that we've just seen, conversed with, what have you, where the brand doesn't have
control
over any of it. And I mean, you touched on it a little bit, right? Like every trainer has their own way of training or their own methodologies or things like that. Like if that's your gym, you're essentially leasing the delivery to individual coaches.
Yeah. Outsourcing it.
Yeah.
And you're at risk, right? You're at risk. I think the biggest, the toughest lesson you're going to learn is while it's your building, your business, your marketing spend, your sales process, your equipment, as in I'm talking to you, gym owner, and maybe even your programming. If you don't systematize a delivery and if the brand doesn't own the delivery, the client sees the results that they're getting as the result of what the trainer or the coach has given them.
Yeah, what they're bringing to the
table.
They
put the value in the coach and not the business that supplies all of the other things.
And the relationships with the coach, not the business.
And guess what happens when coach leaves? The clients go with them, mm-hmm. and you are at extreme risk, and it sucks. And it's probably the dirtiest part of the fitness industry is this poaching of clients, mm-hmm. and you know, a coach leaves and then they take half of your clients with them and you know, and they don't think anything's wrong. And even if the coach wasn't, and they do this by the way, very deliberately, but let's just say, even if the coach wasn't trying to poach, the clients are going to be seeking that coach out because again, they put the value in what they received from your business in that coach.
Yeah.
And gym owners, I hate to tell you this, that you're at huge risk. If this is you, you got to fix this immediately, because if a coach leaves, your business can walk out the door. And guess what? There's no repercussion for the coach. It's only a repercussion for you as the owner. You're going to lose money. You could lose your damn business over this.
And you know, there's a number of things people always try to put into place, right? Non-competes, different things. At the end of the day, is it ever going to be worth taking that coach to court over lost revenue? It's an uphill battle, and that also comes with expense. It also comes with a challenge. Is it worth it in the end? Probably not. You probably just turn away and you go back and you hit the ground running and you try to attract and fill the gaps and put more people back into the business to recoup those losses. And you know, that's the intentional side of you can make the business control all of those aspects as opposed to the coach. And when you do that, you're mitigating the risk. And that's really what a lot of it comes down to.
It's an insurance policy for you as the owner. So going back to this diagram, the four circles, you have a conversion system and delivery. And where those overlapped, you have the word trust. Why trust here? Because here's the scoop. And the trust has been broken many, many times in this fitness industry. You've pitched some whiz-bang marketing hook into the market. The client comes in, you sell them into something. They get their hopes up. They think they're getting X. Then when they become a member, your delivery isn't what you just sold them.
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting Y. They've sold X, they're getting Y. And then what happens? You lose trust. You're going to lose trust immediately if you have a 6-week challenge that says the word free and they come in and there's a payment process to this and you just lose trust and you piss people off and you burn your market out and it's just a scumbag way of doing it.
That's one of them. I mean, even without the free aspect or component of that, I mean, there's so many different trials that are so front loaded, right? We're going to throw everything we have as a business at this client.
Mm-hmm.
For the first 2 weeks or the first 30 days or whatever it may be. But then you, like you said, now they're converted into the standard aspects of the membership and half of that stuff stripped away.
Yeah.
That right there, we've all experienced it with, you know, telephone companies, cable companies, all of us have sat in the side of the consumer and had that trust broken or felt that loss of value in our way,
mm-hmm.
in a way. And ultimately we're left with a bad taste in our mouth. Right. And so when you're setting up your trials, when you're setting up your front end offers, when you're setting up whatever it may be to attract them, make sure that that stuff is going to translate for the relationship with the client. It's imperative.
Right. Yep. You're going to lose trust. Right. And so we teach that, right. This is, again, this is all going back to our coaching program. If you're interested in this, it's called our Business Accelerator Program. But anyways, so you've got this delivery system overlaps with conversion, you build trust, and now the final system over here is ascension. Ascension essentially is, you know, you've heard the word value ladder. It's how you take somebody from never hearing about you all the way up the ladder to your highest end products and services. Maybe it's even one-on-one coaching or transformation program or high ticket X, you know, like every step of those of that ladder is a product or a service or a piece of content that they get and receive. Now, each level, a client should be able to get some result.
A greater result. With that
some step, result at each step. The higher they go, the greater the success or the greater the result they get from your services. So at the bottom of our value ladder, if you're looking at ProFit, This is it. It's a podcast. It's free, right? You're listening to this. You should be able to hear an episode. You should be able to get some value and you should be able to go off and do something with the information, right? It's obviously everything takes action, right? Just like your clients at the gym, they can't just hear something and not do anything. You gotta do the work. But the point of this is we have a value ladder at ProFit. We have a value ladder at our Ascension system at Legacy, right? Mm-hmm. Like we have a podcast over there too, right?
Yeah.
And it's done in this room, in fact. And so each step of those, of the process, you need to have another, I guess, level that they can pay more, get more results, get closer to the person, which is the coach or whatever it is, more hands-on. and get a better result. Now, there's overlaps between delivery system and ascension. And the first one is the thing is it's results, right? Attention gym owners, are you ready to take your business to the next level? Join our exclusive Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, and unlock the potential to scale your gym to $30,000 a month and beyond. In the ProFit Accelerator group, we're going to focus solely on helping gym owners just like you win. We offer regular training sessions and share our best proven strategies to boost your business. Join us now by searching for ProFit Accelerator on Facebook. Be part of a community that's all about success and growth, the ProFit Accelerator, where gym owners thrive. All right, now let's get back to the show. So here's a scoop that we've noticed for years. You know, if you only have one service level, let's just call it large group metabolic training. That's what you do as a gym. And clients are you know, been there a couple of years. They've lost body fat. They're in great endurance. You know, their muscular endurance is great. And they say, hey, I want to put some muscle mass on. I feel pretty good right now. You know, my lungs are good. I've lost some body fat and, you know, lost some muscle mass in the process too. But now it's time to put some muscle mass on. How do you do that in large group training? You can't.
Yep.
You cannot put on lean muscle mass and volume at scale without strength training.
Mm-hmm.
And periodized strength training and sets and reps and progressive overload and all the things you can't do in a large group atmosphere.
Shouldn't be doing it if you are probably.
Yeah, you can't do it with 15 people, right? Yeah. And that's kind of the rub on like maybe a CrossFit where it's strength training at a high volume and a high intensity. And it's just like, what is this? If you go to strength and conditioning and you look at just freaking look at collegiate sports. They're in a weight room, they're doing squats and deadlifts and overhead press, heavy, and they're doing sets and they're resting and they're doing percentages and progressive overload on each, you know. So anyways, the point of this, you have a client that wants that, you don't offer it, you don't have a value ladder that gets, you know, gives them the next level of service, they're going to go down the street and find that. That's just what they want. So you're going to lose a client.
Because the results
go away.
Yep.
Right. And then, The circle, again, we're going to throw this up on our YouTube channel, but at the top, you've got you have the attraction systems overlapping with ascension, and that's retention. So like having marketing back into your internal database, like letting your current clients know that you have these other services.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
They don't know it exists. They're not going to be able to buy it. Therefore, they're not going to stay and get the results, right, in retention.
And that's where systems come into play. You know what I mean? You need, like, who's in charge of asking the clients or discussing with the clients what other options they have available?
Sure.
You know, going to Mrs. Johnson, who's been coming just for the sake of conversation, maybe it's a frequency change, right? She's been coming 2 times a week for 4 years, but she really can benefit from that third day or maybe 2 more days or something along those lines. Do you have a system? Is somebody in charge of recognizing that need, bring that that to her attention, and then asking for essentially a sale,
yeah.
You know, and positioning her to, and this is the thing. I get a lot of gym owners when I talk with them about ascension, they give me the kickback. They're like, well, you know, it's not just about making money. Well, it's not just about making money. If you heard what Tim said, each step in that value ladder comes with a greater opportunity at success, a greater opportunity at a new result for that client. When those two are synonymous, the new result or the additional results and an additional amount of money for the gym, it's a true rung on that value ladder. But at the end of the day, don't just build that value ladder. You need the systems in order to ascend them as well. And so think about how you can, who's going to be in charge of that ask? I know we used to do the rolling five. Yeah, it's a great example, right? What 5 clients every month could benefit from an additional level of support and training.
Yep.
And then we had a system where we would bring that to their attention, ask them to try it for the 30 days. And at the end of 30 days, we'll make a decision together on which membership is right for them.
Exactly.
But that was a system of ascension.
That's correct. That's exactly what that was.
Yeah.
And what I'm thinking about is that gym owner is not about all about money. So I think they're looking at the value ladder wrong. You're just not going to create programs that are more expensive just to sell them. No. The point is with the next level, for example, our Iron Circle. Iron Circle at ProFit's our highest level on that value ladder. That's what we do. The lowest level on the value ladder is you're listening to it. It's the podcast. So from every step in between, if you're going to, I'm going to put my life on this. I'm going to be able to get you better results when you're at the Iron Circle level than I am going to be able to do talking through this microphone.
Absolutely.
Because of all the extra things you get with the Iron Circle, I can almost guarantee success at that level because we're so hands-on. You have so much support, so much at the highest level of what we offer of thinking. I mean, hell, this Thursday we're flying out to Orlando. We're going to be sitting down one-on-one with all of our Iron Circle members, and we're going to have speakers, and we're going to be going through all this stuff. I can almost guarantee your success up there.
Yeah.
Right. And so, yes, you're paying more at the top, but you're also having a higher level of success and likelihood of success at the top.
Yeah.
And the same thing goes for your programs at your gym.
And think about this. The one thing that the gym owners often miss is your value ladder might start before they've entered your gym.
Yes.
Right. So your any free training or education, any seminars you're doing, anything that maybe you're doing the community event outside of your gym and you're sharing what it is you bring to the table and some level of knowledge mm-hmm. on nutrition or training or things like that. Any way that somebody can enter kind of your ecosystem as a business, that could be your lowest level of entry point into your value ladder. And so don't just think of, you know, the four different movements that you have as far as your membership levels. It can go much, much deeper and lower than the first time that they hand you some money.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and just kind of give you some examples. It's your free content towards the bottom. You may have a free trial. You may have a paid trial. Boom, boom, boom. Those mm-hmm. three levels. Then you might have a basic membership. Then you might have a limited membership. Maybe you have a large group training membership. Maybe you've got a semi-private training membership. Maybe you got a private membership. Maybe you got a transformation on top of that.
Yeah.
Like that's the value ladder. And most gyms are missing big chunks of those.
Yeah.
And a lot of it's towards the bottom, honestly.
I think so too.
A lot of it's towards the bottom. It's usually the middle's pretty good at any gym. It's the bottom and definitely the top aren't there.
Yeah.
Like the high end thing.
Yeah.
So anyways, that, you know, we wanted to circle back on this whole concept of the four systems, the four circle formula. I want you guys to study this. And each one of those is a system.
Absolutely.
And when you nail all of these, you're going to get more money, more trust, more results, more retention, more all of those things that every single gym wants anyway.
Yep.
And so we built the whole entire coaching program around those systems. And of course, we put the cherry on top with mindset. None of this works without the right mindset of the gym owner to do the work, to prioritize the tasks, to get rid of the crap that they're doing and putting fires out and just kind of focusing and being intentional with their day to day.
That you nailed it with intention. I mean, that's, I always tell gym owners, we're going to take your business and you're going to look at your business. Like if somebody were to walk in and see something happen, you're going to have an answer as to why. You're going to be really clear. And we always say it's clarity too. Clarity comes in when you know why you do what you do in a business. You know, it's not just, oh, well, we've been training this way for, you know, 10 years and that's why we do it this way. Well, yeah. Is that the best opportunity for your client? Is that the one that provides the greatest result for your clients?
Sure.
Is it producing a return for the business? I mean, all of that intentionality has to be there in order for your business to really succeed and differentiate you from everybody else.
Correct. So listen, if any of this resonated, right, we'll put a link in the show notes. If you want to book a call, jump on that call. We'd love to help you. It's our coaching program. We love doing this. And you'll be surprised at how clear you become and how like a well-oiled machine that your business can be. Right now, it's probably not there. And some tweaks, some system changes, you put the processes in place. Next thing you know, oh my gosh, you're going on a vacation with your wife and kids this month that you haven't been on in 3 years, right? Like it just happens that way. It's not difficult. It's just work. So that resonates, jump on a call. That's it for this episode. Hopefully that helped you, you know, kind of recap it. And if you want to see these diagrams, go check out the YouTube channel. Give us a subscribe over there, whatever that button looks like. And we'll see you on the next show. Bye.
All right, and thank you for listening to that episode of the Built to Grow podcast where we help gym owners win. Now, do you want to connect with me and other gym owners online? All you need to do is join our private Facebook group, Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. Just head on over to Facebook and type in Business Talk with Fitness Professionals. And when you do,
We're going to give you our 10 marketing strategies seven-figure gym owners use to win. I look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Until then, keep building something great.